are we doing today?
So, doing really good so far. It has been a crazy day here at BEM. A lot of crazy things going on, but I will tell you, we've probably spent a majority of the morning just cleaning the facility and getting it reorganized. My crew is an absolute slop mess. Although we built some insane rides, these guys sometimes put stuff down and then it's like, well, the stuff that was for the Pontiac is over here, but for some reason it's mixed in with the Camaro parts, and for some reason the Mercedes-Benz parts over here with the BMW rally car parts, and it's like, holy crap, dude.
It's a mess. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Ladies and gentlemen, that's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Visit us online now for over 20,000 parts available for sale to the public, Bub. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. MissOutlawBoutique.com for the finest in Outlaw Boutique fashion, accessories, and apparel. The moose is loose on the internet. Orange County Choppers, Bub. Orange County Choppers are...
Choppers done Bubba style. I'm looking forward to getting through. For some reason, looking through, getting all the way through this weekend just to get to Monday night.
I can't wait, Bub. What's going on Monday night?
Well, it's a new episode of the all-new series American Chopper on Discovery Channel. Why would you not want to see that?
Can anybody see what's over our shoulder, Bub?
Well, you know, so my shot was very strategic today. This is going to be about first-gen Camaro slash Firebird 67 to 69.
Jeff Graham, we hope you are watching us.
Hey, one of these same features right here. He got the same kit. So one of the things that, you know, we wanted to discuss was a difference between vintage and original gauges versus what's available to the aftermarket industry now.
What's this got to do with your strategic scene?
I'm going to talk about it here in a second. Jesus. But the difference between the original gauges, anytime you walk in front of the table, you're cutting everything off of your body because it is cut off at the table. That's typically what I deal with this guy, and it throws me off all over the place because I'm typically holding him like a baby 90% of my life. Let's see here. So back to these gauges. Original versus modern, what's the difference? What's better? Is it better to leave it stock? Is it better to upgrade to more modern? We'll go from there with it, but in terms of the scene, how good does it look, right? We've got this Pontiac Firebird that is getting these Classic Instruments electronic gauges put into it, 6-gauge set. I'll tell you what that means in a minute. Plus, we have, for some reason, the BEM Porsche 981 that is in the background, just finished getting a new stance. It is looking fly on the film stage floor, and for some reason, I feel like Miss Geico is sitting right there chilling.
Orange County Chopper Miss Geico bike, Bub.
Why are you whispering?
My mic's on, so it's hot. Your brother says, good morning, Bub. He would like to, he says he wishes he was here. Jeff Graham says, I'm here. Good morning. Don't forget to call me, Tom. Always call you, Jeff. Always call you. You know how that goes. This is, Bub, the first generation instrument cluster that is being put into not only the Jeff Graham Camaro, but the Action Electric Firebird, Bub. We're going to talk a little bit about these gauges, Bub. This is physically the original set that came out of the car. As we can see, Bub, this is, and I'll walk up to the camera here.
Oh, it's a tight shot. I can see it.
This is the original set. It is the gear-driven setup here. We can see on the back of it, ladies and gentlemen, the old rusty speedometer housing. Somebody over the years has glued the light in place here. We can see, and these are the things we deal with when we take these cars apart, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the electronic map on the back of it, and we can certainly see all the dust down in these areas. This is physically how the old light bulbs came in and out.
Did you see that terrible design right there? Come on. You know how corroded and bad those things got to over that printed circuit board? Now, what is cool, if you did have a numbers matching car and you did have something that was truly worth value, having original gauges is, of course, the way to go. There are options where you could upgrade these things to the aftermarket setup where you have a little bit more than just a mechanically cable-driven speedometer and a fuel gauge. That is all that this thing came with on this Firebird. Originally, it was a base model, nothing special at all. So there were different packages you could get other than things with just idiot lights, right? So if your car overheated, a light would light up that said temp. Or if you lost oil pressure, a light would light up that said oil. And it was just that freaking simple. That's all you would have. Well, in today's world, you want a little bit more reading of your vehicle than that. You want to understand that it is truly doing what it should do. Everything from a speedometer standpoint, knowing your speed, especially with how many cops run radar out there since they have nothing better to do with their lives. They're taking down serious criminals running 7 miles an hour over the speed limit. Let's start there.
How about that, Bub?
Moving into your tachometer, you want to know what your engine is doing, especially if you have a high performance engine. You want to know if you're revving that sucker a little too hard, or if you just want to, you know, maybe you need to know from a driving standpoint. Some people always running manual cars. Some people need to look at their tach just to let that clutch out, right?
Absolutely.
So it's all about what it is you want to see and what it is you're trying to look at. For me, volts and fuel are kind of my most important. You want to make sure that car is charging and you want to make sure you got fuel. I feel like those are the two things you need to keep that sucker moving.
You do, man. You do. So, there's a lot of things. Above this upgrade, you actually go to Classic Instruments for these upgrades. This has been a longtime sponsor of yours, the Classic Instruments Company, Bob.
Yeah, man. You know, they offer everything from, universal gauges, individuals, to custom printed. If you wanted logos done on them, we've actually had a lot of stuff done for some series we've done on Discovery Channel and Velocity. We've done some stuff for Bucky Dent's car with the New York Yankees logo. So we've done a lot of crazy custom prints from Classic Instruments. And I'll tell you what, man, they have literally created stuff for the end user that is kind of like do-it-yourself electrically. I feel like it's kind of that next level up. But there are some guys out there that are pretty decent with electronics when it comes to automotive, especially when you can have a thorough understanding of how to read instructions, which is kind of step one. But the kit that is now available from Classic Instruments, a 6-gauge set, I mentioned that earlier, that is 4 of your sensor gauges and your 2 mains. So you have a speedometer and a tachometer. This is actually their G-Stock series here, which looks like an original style gauge, but is fully electronic. So it is printed on a black, I'm going to go off memory here, this is black with like green numbers and lettering, and also orange needles, right? Is that right? All right. So that is the closest to original design that General Motors produced in their cars in the first gens of Camaro / Firebirds. So we wanted to stay with that same theme. It matches beautifully, and that green matches this green Pontiac Firebird behind us. So the client loves this setup. 6-gauge set is going to give you that speedo, tach, volts, water temperature, oil pressure, and also, I'm missing one. Fuel? Did I say fuel? Yeah. I don't know if I said fuel.
Speed.
Fuel, volts, something, oil, and coolant. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Bob, we see on the back of this is very different than the OEM or original equipment of the manufacturer's gauge cluster itself.
Yeah.
We see this is all electronically driven, Bub. The printed printed circuitry is no longer here. Everything is nicely wired into terminals on the back.
Yeah, so what's nice about these systems is, again, these are direct fit units that are meant for whatever vehicle you're buying for, whether it be for Camaro Firebird, whether it be for a Trans Am based product, whether it be for a Tri-5 Bel Air. We're actually doing one of those offset as well right now on a Tri-5. Again, all available direct fit from Classic Instruments. There are many options you can do. You can literally order these things out of the gate. You can change your basics. You can change your needle colors. You can change your needle designs, any little stuff like that. And you can do further upgrades along the way from there. You can just stay with the standard setup and go with different style, generic basic senders in terms of your speedometer and calibration, things like that, where you have to do a push button, calibrate it typically on a dyno or on a GPS driven map and coordinates. Or you can use something like what he's holding, which is their SkyDrive unit. Probably one of the best things available to the market in today's aftermarket gauges. This is literally 99.9% accurate. It is a GPS-driven speedometer. Not to track your car, not to have an anti-theft device, but literally dead on in terms of your speed. So there's no flaws, no going out and doing crazy calibrations. It is plug in and play.
So, Bob, you can take at the old school looks and bring in all of the modern technology.
That's right.
Which is one of the things you love to do with all of your building and all of the things that you do, Bob.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, tell us a little bit, Bob, more about some of the other kind of upgrades, modern components, modern things that you do to these cars that also bring in the old school looks. But the modern technology.
Well, it's a little bit of everything, and I think we can actually get into a lot of that too once we do the full unveil on the Camaro that we're finishing up, the first gen Camaro, because that's going to be a lot more in depth in terms of the disc brakes and the power steering.
Oh, that's right.
You can look at these items where you can buy products in today's aftermarket world that are very much almost identical in terms of their shape, their housing design, the fitment design. You can see everything is identical to how it should look. The taper of the gauges, the cut of the gauges, it is all right there at the exact same angles. Everything's direct, and it doesn't get much better than that. So you can have the modern, but have that vintage look. And that's, granted, there's a lot of people out there that want that. They still want that iconic, original style look. That's probably why they own that style of car, something about it, maybe sentimental, maybe they love that design, whether it's interior, exterior, body lines, colors. Maybe just the green backlit gauges that light up at nighttime. That's always been something for me I've loved. Everybody knows Harley-Davidsons have amber-colored gauges. Kind of traditional, right? That's been going on as long as I could possibly remember, and it's like something you remember just driving at nighttime.
By the way, Bob, the BEM driver, dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman, says, good morning, Tom and Bob, and big money. He says, by the way, I want that 69 Firebird in the back there.
Yep.
He sent us some good pictures. His report tomorrow is going to be pretty critical. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the BEM race report tomorrow during the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as seen right here on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page and iTunes, Spreaker. We had some good news about Spreaker yesterday as well, Bub.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes.
Pretty good stuff, man. Pretty good stuff. It's always forward progression around here, isn't it?
Yep.
But we've added some new things to our departments here as well as kind of this, as we're evolving the company and transforming it into the more modern performance outlet side of things. What kind of changes have taken place around here this week?
Well, you know, it's a lot. You know, we've been doing a lot of things behind the scenes. Some of them we're not ready to discuss and release yet to you guys out there, but you will stay tuned for that, and you will love exactly what we're going to drop. Pretty insane stuff. A lot of big changes going on around here. A lot of modern performance rides, finishing up on a lot of these old pro touring / resto mods. Even all the nut and bolt rotisserie restorations we're doing right now. So we're really, really cranking out on those things. A lot of hard work. Guys are putting in a lot of after hours. But we're getting these things done, man, one at a time, cleaning them up. And as you can see, it is kind of a full swing of things in the background with this set. You've got vintage / this is turning into that resto mod this Firebird is. It's, you know, a little bit of that old school vintage, but also a lot of the modern performance. You've got, for some reason, choppers in the background, also high-end modern performance exotics. So there's going to be a lot of crazy things going on here at BEM, all the way down to the SEMA rides we've got going on behind the scenes. You guys will see those, probably see them unveil in November this year. Pretty insane stuff.
Absolutely, Bub. We've taken big steps in the motorcycle department as well, Bub. And in terms of growth, one of the things you wanted to do there is see the expansion of that this year as well, Bub.
Yeah, you know, it's down here in South Florida, the motorcycle market is huge, as well as like the motorsports market in general, whether it be cars, trucks, bikes, boats. All of that stuff is huge here. All guys are either doing upgrades to them, doing maintenance to them, but everybody typically out there, you know, one-upping somebody else. And especially in like the boat arena, you're thinking about audio systems, right? Lighting. That's kind of like the party town around here. As people get boats, you go dump an extra 10 grand into them in terms of like JL audio, in terms of LED lighting, footwell glow, all kinds of things that go on out there. Just glow on the bottoms of the boat into the water, because the water's so clear here, you can actually see what that glow does.
Man?
Yeah.
I was actually out snorkeling, what was it, last Sunday? It's really cool because as you swim in to an area, you don't see any of the fish directly in front of you, but all of a sudden they appear, and the barracuda are down on the lower areas, and the bait fish are swimming in big schools, and the real vibrant fish. It's so cool, Bob, the way the colors and it's just, nature is really cool all the way around.
Isn't yep.
Mark Hoffman says the Geico bike needs to be Gecko Green.
That thing's pretty hot, actually.
Stuff,
yeah, yeah, that color in person is pretty hot.
Yeah, Mark, you got to see that thing in person, man. It's pretty crazy. I'll send you a picture to your phone, Mark, close up of that thing, man. So, Bub, tomorrow on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bub style, we're going to have a new segment. Mark Hoffman is going to be there with the Race Ready Report. He's going to tell us a lot about what's going on with the BEM team up in the Northeast. But also, Bub, he's been giving us a glimpse around the race circuit, too, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good information. We'll see what he's got to say tomorrow, and we'll just kind of find out where he's at with the whole thing.
And Bub, we're also going to introduce another segment, I think next weekend, called Motorcycle Madness.
Something like that.
It'll be pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yep.
A lot of great things happening around here, isn't there, Bub?
Yeah, man, there is.
It's Friday afternoon, Bub.
That's right. So you guys stay tuned. You will see the before afters of this gauge install on this first gen Firebird behind me. You'll see those differences. You'll see the lighting improvements. You'll see just all the way down to that. The accuracy of the needles, the accuracy and the brightness of the lighting. Wait till you see it. It's going to be insane. Can't wait to get it done.
By the way, these aftermarket gauge clusters, the electric ones, are much lighter than the original ones.
Oh, a lot lighter, yes.
Isn't that crazy, man?
Yep.
Super, super crazy,
man. Yep.
Until tomorrow, Bub, 9 to 10 a.m., Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, iTunes, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio. Let's keep on, Bub.
Doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Make sure you visit our online catalog. pair of shoes. Let's put a pair of shoes on their feet. Get a pair out of your stinky shoes out of the trunk that you wear to the gym and give it to them. And if you see somebody standing on the corner hungry, ladies and gentlemen, right next door is the Sitco, the 7-Eleven, something like that, the Shell Station, power bar, and a protein drink. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Just do something fine for the job that's tonight. It doesn't matter how bad your life is that day. Do something positive for somebody around you. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning to Jack Blassa up there in Ontario, Canada. Jack, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it, and we look forward to you joining us tomorrow as well. The new BEM chat room is open. Go to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and click on the chat group. We opened it up yesterday. This is going to be a place, ladies and gentlemen, for us all to talk very positively about motorsports environments and groups. If you have a technical question...
Did you turn your microphone off?
I can't... No, my mic's on all the time.
Are you sure?
If I can't answer the question, I'll get the answer for you from Bub, ladies and gentlemen. So... we can all go to the group chat right there at Bubba's Exotic Motors or Bubba's Motorsports on the Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll enjoy that as well. I enjoy interacting with all of you, and I look forward to it. So go out there and join the motorsports gathering. Send your friends in. And let's talk about what things you'd like to see aired on this show, on the Saturday show. Questions, technical questions, and we'll answer them for you in person and here on the air. So go to Bubba's Motorsports and join the group chat. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it. Bubba style. Little man, you ready to grab something to eat, man? Are you ready?